Hi, Nicole Frege here. I hate that it costs more money to take care of your body than it costs to eat junk. It's way cheaper to go through McDonald's drive-thru and spend $5 on a meal with fries and a drink than it is to buy a bottle of fish oil capsules. Before losing 75 pounds and 75 inches and going from a plus size 2X to a size medium in the last 2 years and keeping it off, a few come back on again. I was a regular in the drive-thru, sometimes multiple drive-thrus for one meal. It's not fair that sugary, salty foods are cheap and convenient and that whole foods that heal your body are expensive and take planning. Before I could really take on my weight and my horrible habits, I had to face reality that losing weight is expensive, but being overweight ends up being more expensive. As I worked with my nurse practitioner on the elimination diet, we also tested for other health and weight indicators, cortisol, thyroid, insulin, lipids, and a bunch of other tests. In addition to cutting out foods, I had to add in supplements. And this made me so frustrated because I was already spending money on single ingredient whole foods, and now I was dropping more money on supplements. Logically, I understand why, but emotionally, there's no fun in supplements. With healthy, expensive food, I could at least enjoy meals. No one gets together after work for supplements. At least no one you and I should be hanging out with. Now, fast forward 1 year, and my insulin value went from 10, which is bad, to 4, which is good. And this was big time, and I'm really proud of that one, especially because type 2 diabetes is one of the scariest diseases I've ever seen. So I know the tests and the supplements, plus all of the other healthy habits and changes, really work, and they're worth the investment. So if you know someone, or if you yourself are trying to lose weight, please learn from my lessons. To lose weight long-term, you have to understand your body. If your gut is leaking, or if you have food sensitivities, or if your hormone levels are out of balance, you are going to be frustrated because your efforts won't yield the results that you want. Yes, it's frustrating that insurance doesn't cover healthy supplements and that restaurants sell crap food on the cheap, but to really address your own weight, you have to dismiss all of these frustrating things around you and focus on your body. And the first step is understanding how you process foods and what's going on with your counts and levels. And if you don't understand these two things, you're wasting time, energy, and money. Don't do that. If you know someone who needs to take this step, please share my story with him or her. Being overweight is so frustrating, especially because so many successful people struggle with their weight. I did, and I still struggle with it, but I don't feel alone anymore. And you don't have to either. We're all in this together.